sudden death.
You know you can't beat me when I play Bowser in Sudden Death. Got you. What? Yes, I muted the TV. I need to be sure about something. I was playing as Bowser, right? And you were playing as Luigi, right? And it was sudden death, right? Now, this is where I get confused. I was above you, with nothing in between us, and I used my down special, right? But you used your up air, hit me out of my down special, and KO'd me. Why are you not as surprised as I am? No. No, I refuse to believe that. You have not done that before. When did that happen? In Brawl. Against your brother. I'm doing some research. I need to figure out how frame perfect you have to be to pull that off. Huh. I just realized what time it is. Yeah. Tanya's been alone for about 5 hours. We should probably check on her. Tanya? Are you all right?
Ah, humans. You have very fortunate timing. I have just finished all of my repairs. All of the systems on my StarCraft are fully functional.
Really? That's great! So you'll be able to take off then?
What do you mean by take off? No. This StarCraft is incapable of launching from a planet. It was never designed to.
Huh? Then what is it for?
This StarCraft is a ship-to-planet vehicle. It is designed to transport Clarions to planets. Then, at the conclusion of the invasion, we carry them to the carrier StarCraft.
What did you mean by we? And how can you carry that?
For your first question, the other Clarions that have landed on Earth. For your second question, invading Clarions reduce their size before launching to reduce the needed fuel amounts for transportation. And during the invasion, we return to our full height and are able to carry our StarCrafts. You both seem concerned. Are you now afraid of me?
No, not at all.
There is no need for deception. Your fear is a perfectly normal reaction to this information. Before this information was given to you, you perceived that you were in a position of power relative to me, as you had rescued me, were bigger than me, and outnumbered me. With this information, one of your perceived advantages was proved false, and another doubtful in its validity.
I'm kind of uncomfortable with how you summed up how I felt. You too, huh?
Clarions as a species wish for a beneficial relationship with Earth, and I understand that fear will get in the way of this objective. Would providing you with more information about our invasion reduce your fear of me? Very well. What would you like to know first? My full size is 4.2 perlats.
4.2 what?
4.2 per lats.
Okay, what is that in feet? Or even meters?
I do not know. No, I cannot use my current height as a reference. Clarions fall unconscious during the shrinking procedure, and remain unconscious until they land on a planet. This is also the first invasion I have participated in, so I have no past experiences to reference.
Oh no. Did we just help a race of secretly giant aliens invade Earth? Oh no, 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 no. They're gonna rampage through every city and brag to everyone that it's our fault that this happened. Then everyone will hate us. And even if humanity repels the aliens, they'll hunt us down for revenge. Huh? Right. Focus on breathing. I feel better. Thank you for pulling me back.
If it is any comfort, I am quite certain that we are not giants when compared to your size.
So, you're about the same size as a human?
There will undoubtedly be a size difference between us when I am fully grown, but we will share a similar scale.
Okay. That's good.
You seem to have calmed down now, although you experience some extreme stress. Would you like to continue asking questions, or would you prefer to stop?
I think it's best if I know more. So, what is the ultimate goal of your invasion?
The objective is to bring Earth into the territory of the Clarion Empire, and to erect structures to ensure that it remains so.
Is that it? What about the people on Earth? Are you going to do anything to them?
Humanity will be allowed to govern itself as it has always done. Should the leadership of Earth make decisions that threaten the survival of humanity, we will intervene.
That doesn't sound bad at all. There are definitely worse things that could happen. So, you're just gonna build some stuff, declare that Earth is under your wing, and keep us from driving ourselves to extinction?
To use a human expression, in a nutshell.
Yeah, I feel better about this too. Okay. I trust you, Tanya.
I am pleased that you trust me again. Will you be willing to continue to aid me?
Yeah, we both are.
Excellent. I need assistance in refilling the storage unit in my energy matter converter. The energy matter converter was designed to inject all energy in the storage unit into my body, which my core would convert into matter, and cause me to return to my original size.
So, do we just plug it into the wall?
No. The most expedient way is to gather other matter, and convert it into energy, to eventually inject into me. Any matter is fine. Even waste will function as a source of energy.
Shoot. We took the garbage out of here 3 days ago. You have an idea? What do you mean the septic tank guys won't notice? Wait. No! No! We're not going to have her eat shit.
What is shit? Is it similar to waffles?
No! You can't
can't just run to the door and leave me to explain this. I know I said it, but... Fine. Go get the door. Right. So, shit is a slang word for human...
Greetings. I'm a special investigator acting on behalf of NASA. Are you the owner of this property? I'm here to ask you some questions following the meteor impact nearby that occurred yesterday. Were you outside at the time? You were watching the meteor shower. Did you go to investigate the crash site? And did you take anything? Maybe a souvenir? I'm asking because some of the collected meteorites were radioactive. This is for your own protection. Nothing was taken then. I understand.
Well, I taught her a few things. Who was at the door?
Oh. Greetings. I'm a special investigator here on behalf of NASA. I'm here to ask some questions about the meteor shower last night.
Oh. What do you want to know?
They've already answered most of my questions. Just one more. Have either of you experienced any adverse health issues since the meteor shower?
No. Me neither.
I see. Does anyone else live here?
No. No one else.
You mentioned you were talking to someone else before you arrived.
Oh. Well. Yeah. It's my niece. She's staying with us for a bit.
May I ask her a few questions?
No. I mean, she stayed up with us to watch the meteor shower, and she's catching up on sleep right now.
I see. Thank you for your time.
Bye. Whew. That was nerve-wracking.
I know. I've always been a terrible liar. But she did leave, so... Tanya's safe? I hope. I spoke with the owner of the property and another one with them. They were clearly lying. I agree. They could be useful. We'll have to keep them close.